This hour on The Brian Lehrer Show, the New York State Attorney General takes on Citizens United in court. This is just breaking right now. We will talk to Attorney General Eric Schneiderman. And a nationwide survey of voters by USA Today finds more optimism on the economy among Obama supporters, more pessimism among Republicans. And we are now in the home stretch of our spring membership drive. After Wednesday, you won't hear another day of pledge programming until October. Hooray. And if you become a member now or renew your membership now, you won't have to think about it the whole rest of the year. So just before we get going in about 20 seconds here with Susan Page from USA Today and then Eric Schneiderman, we request that you keep it in mind this morning. Please support public radio at 1-888-376-WNYC, 1-888-376-9692, or pledge online at WNYC.org. We'll talk more about it later, but if it works for you, maybe you can get your pledge in right now, and thank you very much again. USA Today Washington Bureau Chief Susan Page is back with us to talk about a very interesting new typology they've come up with for voters who are leaning toward Obama so far and voters who lean toward Romney. It's a page one story in USA Today. Hi, Susan. Welcome back to WNYC.
Hey, Brian. It's great to be back with you.
So this is based, I see, on a USA Today Gallup poll of voters relating to the campaign and the economy. And your two Romney groups seem like an unlikely combination. People who are thriving and pessimists. Can you tell us about each?
You know, we have a group of the pessimists you talked about. We call them the downbeats. Are core Republicans, and probably the place where the Tea Party gets the most support. They're almost entirely white. They're conservative. They go to church at least once a month. That's a real indicator for being Republican-leaning. And they think the country has gotten totally off course. So they're quite opposed to the president and determined to vote for Mitt Romney by an overwhelming measure. 80% of them are going to vote for Mitt Romney. Now, the other group, the other Republican-leaning group we call the thriving, this is a group of higher educated, higher income, many of them younger voters. They seem to be doing pretty well in this economy, and they are quite optimistic that they're going to be doing better. Their top issue is the federal deficit and the debt, the top economic issue on their minds. And they also are leaning toward Romney in a big way by almost 2-1.
Tell me more about what you call the downbeats. Why are they pessimistic, and why does that pessimism lead them to Romney?
A lot of them say that they're worse off than they were a year ago. They're people to whom the Great Recession has hit pretty hard. And they also, I think, have kind of philosophical differences with the Obama administration when it comes to the role of government, the health care plan, the spending on the stimulus package. Lots of concerns about that. And so I think, and there are also people who demographically almost always vote Republican. This is really the base of the Republican Party. You know, the other group, the thriving, while Romney has overwhelming support, it includes some voters who are more swing kind of voters and who might be persuaded in a campaign to vote the other way.
Your three Obama groups from the poll are labeled upbeats as opposed to downbeats, the hard-pressed, and the 99%ers. So tell me first about the upbeats and why they're the opposite of Romney's downbeats.
Well, these are voters that tend to be core Democratic voters. It's got the highest percentage of African Americans. They're people who actually think they've come through this recession in reasonably good shape, and they're quite certain things are going to get better, especially if President Obama wins a second term. They have a kind of sunny outlook, I have to say. And they're also a somewhat more moderate group. The group we call the 99%ers tend to be more liberal. This is a group of about 4 in 10 of them identify themselves as moderate, the most of any group on either side of the divide.
Does this mean liberalism owns optimism right now when seen in this way, or that a belief in a bigger, more activist government is associated with optimism about the future?
Well, if you look at the 99%ers who also tend to be pretty optimistic and who are liberals, plus the upbeats, that would equal 39% of our electorate in this typology we've done. But if you look at the thriving, which are also an optimistic group, and they're on the Republican side, that's 37%. So there is, I think, a reasonably even divide between people who are somewhat optimistic about how things are going, but have very different ideas about what ought to happen next and who they trust to keep the country going in the right direction.
So, you know, I'll open up the phones on this for just a few minutes. Listeners, if you're Democratic or you're Republican, do you think either side owns optimism? And is that a good thing? 212-433-WNYC. If you're a liberal or a conservative, do you think either side owns optimism in 2012? 212-433-9692. And is optimism even a good thing? Maybe it's better to be a pessimist right now to look for the good solutions, the most apt solutions to our economic woes. What do you think? 212-433-WNYC. Anything you have to say about the politics of optimism and pessimism? You're hearing Susan Page, the Washington Bureau Chief for USA Today, on some of the results from the new poll they did with Gallup and the typology of optimists and pessimists and who they support for president. 212-433-9692. Now, one fascinating thing I saw here, Susan, none of the five voter types lists jobs as the number one pressing concern. That's a surprise. What was their number one concern?
You know, I thought that was maybe the most surprising thing in this whole thing. Overall, jobs ranked third, if you looked at our whole sample. And then we divided into these five groups, and for none of them did jobs rank higher than second. So for the two Republican-leaning groups, they were in unison, saying the deficit and the debt, those are the issues that we care most about. But if you think about the upbeats, they are most concerned about returns on savings and retirement. If you look at the 99 percenters, they're biggest concern is the concentration of wealth in the hands of a few. And if you talk about the hard-pressed, which tends to be an older group, their top issue was the cost of health care. Even overall, if you put the whole sample together, the top issue was the deficit and debt. The number two issue was the cost of health care.
And it's really interesting. I think I like this typology because it breaks out of the usual ways we group people and measures who we are solely by views of the economy. But the debt and concentration of wealth are a little more abstract or ideological than the main two Obama concerns. Healthcare costs among the hard-pressed, as you say, and retirement savings among the pro-Obama upbeats. Does it strike you that way? Because I tend to think concern about the deficit is a surrogate for other things. Because people don't walk around feeling the federal debt in their private lives. Like, it means you think your taxes are too high, which means you think government is spending your taxes on people or things who are unworthy. Do you think that's too much of a leap?
No, but I think it also could mean it could be a surrogate for your taxes are too high. But I think it also could be a surrogate for the government has gotten too big. The government is doing too much. I don't want a government that is this large. And so I think it's I think you make a point that, well, here's one of the things that struck me. What are the things that people think Mitt Romney will do better? It's big things. The deficit and debt. It's economic growth. It's returns on savings and investment. What are the things Americans trust Barack Obama to do better than Mitt Romney? There are things like the cost of health care, the cost of a college education. There are things in
your lives.
Those
are very practical things in your lives.
Right. If the recovery seems to be underway, I think Americans will be focused on those things. Living my life, what's going to make my life easier? If the economy falters, if the recovery doesn't go so well this year, then I think it's to the advantage of Mitt Romney, who people trust more to do some of these big macroeconomic things.
Michelle, you're on WNYC. Hi, Michelle.
Yes, is this Michelle?
No, you're Michelle. I'm Brian.
Oh, wow. Oh, I'm Brian. So I was just wondering about this survey and, you know, what is really the definition of optimism here? Because, you know, you can be optimistic about your own personal prospects or about those of the country or the world in general, uh-huh, or poor people. You know, it kind of depends.
That's,
you know,
that's a great question. So what was it according to this survey? What were you
Michelle,
measuring?
It is a great question. We ask three things that went to optimism. One is, do you think the country's economy will be better off in a year? The second one, do you think your personal financial situation will be better in a year? And then the one where we found really a big divide is, are you confident that your standard of living will be higher in 10 years? Hmm. So over the long term, do you think things are going to be better? And here's the divide we found, and when we asked that, in 10 years, will your standard of living be better? In the thriving group, that Republican-leaning group, 100% said their standard of living would be higher in 10 years. But among our two kind of depressed groups, the Democratic hard-pressed and the Republican downbeats, not one person who fell in those two groups said they were confident that in 10 years their own standard of living would be higher.
But does that mean in both of those cases that neither group thought that politics matters much one way or the other? If they were so universally optimistic in one and so universally pessimistic in the other?
They were not. So for the downbeats, the Republican group that feel the country's gotten off track, they think the economy will get better, but only if Romney wins. Uh-huh. And among the downbeats, the Democratic group, they are convinced that it doesn't get better regardless. And so the hard-pressed, the Democratic group, are people who I think have given up on politics. It's got the biggest group of independents, people not aligned with one party or the other. Mm. And I think it's a group that's hard to get out to vote.
Interesting. So whether they actually turn out to vote and act on this pro-Obama style of pessimism is a big question here. So, Michelle, that's the definition. How about for you? Do you associate yourself as an optimist or a pessimist more, and does it associate with your Democratic or Republican leanings?
I'm so confused after listening to all this because I feel like I could fall into more than one category. And, you know, maybe after I read the article, I'll be able to answer.
All right. Thank you very much. Gina in Manhattan, how about you?
Hi. What I wanted to say is usually in other times, like when the Republicans are in power, they're very optimistic when the rest of us feel there's no reason to be optimistic. I feel like it's maybe more about being realistic. And for today, the Democrats might be more optimistic, but when the Republicans get into power, I feel like there's a glitch in reality.
Gina, thank you. Craig in Bloomfield, you're on WNYC. Who owns optimism?
I actually kind of agree a little bit with the last speaker. I really think that the statistics are kind of skewed upon who people want to get elected. So right now, the Republicans really are going to come off as the pessimists because they want to make it look like Obama has been doing a poor job with job growth, whereas the Democrats are going to be optimistic because mm-hmm. it's in their favor to say, things are great. We're on an upturn. Obama's doing a great job creating jobs and wealth.
Right. So that, thank you, Craig. And Susan, that would tend to make sense for any incumbent versus challenger situation. The challenger has incentive to describe the current, the present, as more downbeat than the incumbent does. On the other hand, you have the classic election of 1980, Ronald Reagan, when things were bad, and Carter was talking about the national malaise, and people were supposed to elect him again on the basis of identifying a national malaise, and Reagan was like, it's morning again in America, and look what happened.
Yeah. You know, Gina and Craig make a great point, because one thing we found in our polling over, and this wasn't true in the past with the Gallup poll, but it's become increasingly true today, that people's politics affects their perception of how what direction the country's going in, but their own personal situation. So one thing that happened once President Obama was elected in 2008 is attitudes of African Americans about their own lives got a lot brighter, about their own opportunities got mm-hmm. brighter. I mean, that the election but both the fact that Obama got elected and what that said about the country and also their desire for him to succeed, I think, brightened their outlook. So that's totally true, and that's a smart point to make. We tried hard in this poll not to let that color this, because we didn't ask people a ton of political questions in this poll. We really asked them about what did they think about the nation's economy.
And there we leave it with Susan Page, Washington Bureau Chief for USA Today, along with the Gallup poll. They've done the survey of Americans' views on the economy and the presidential candidates and come up with these five really interesting and I think useful for viewing the country and where we're at now and different ones of us, typology of five different groups of Americans. Thank you very much, Susan, as always.
Hey, Brian, great to be with you.
Brian Lehrer on WNYC coming up next. Really looking forward to the New York State Attorney General, Eric Schneiderman. He's announcing this morning that he and a group of other AGs taking on Citizens United in court. Stay with us.